My name's Dion Ashton. I'm from Warwickshire, UK. I'm 49 years of age, and I came across John's teachings on the internet. I've been into many teachers, such as Gangaji and Adyashanti, and many teachers of that nature. But I've never heard the message so direct as John was delivering it, which was basically without any sort of spiritual context. It was basically a message that said, just look at yourself. Forget about all the spiritual mumbo-jumbo. This is very simple and very direct. So I'd never heard anything like that. And I was really moved by that because it took away a lot of the complexity for me. And further to that, when John became more defined in his teaching, he was saying, look, this is like a medicine. If you take this medicine, you'll be cured. And what that did for me, it stopped my mind doing its normal tricks of doubting and saying you're not worthy or you're not doing this right. Here was somebody that was saying this is something that if you just simply do this thing of looking at yourself, it will cure the disease of fear in you. And that was a complete revelation to me. So how did I fit, you know, how did it work for me? Well, again, the doubts tried to creep in, and I found myself wondering, am I doing this right? And once again, John said, look, you can't get it wrong. If the intention is there, you know, that's all that's needed, the intention to do it. And so I'd find myself saying things like, you know, who am I? What am I? Who's experiencing this? Who's saying these words? Who's feeling these words? And just trying to get that feel of it, really. And that's the way I do it to this day, is I try, just especially whenever I hear my mind, you know, in full manic mode, if you like, to actually stop and say, who's thinking this, who's going through this, who's experiencing this, and what it does for me is it creates a gap between what it seems to do is it creates a gap between the Dion that I am, or I thought myself to be, and taken as the only presence, to some kind of watcher, and it just creates a gap where I'm no longer convinced in the mind story that there's a watcher, and there's a gap that's so essential, because now I can't say this is always the case, but more often than not I can have an awareness that I'm doing this or it's been done, and rather than being on automatic pilot day after day, there's that very essential awareness that comes in. And it might not sound like a lot, but it certainly changes the picture, because you're not pulled into the drama so readily and so easily. I won't say that doesn't happen. It has happened, and it does happen even this week, where I've been so in the mind, so in the story, that I've still got that thing going on where I think, oh yeah, I've failed, you know, and I still even now have that story going on. Even today, you know, I'm not doing this right. I've failed. I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm still not there. But essentially, even that, even those words, even that dialogue, I recognize is not true. And that's the gift that John's given to me. That's the gift that this looking has offered me. That sort of window to see that. And I hope this helps other people.